Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jean DeGarian, reporter with SearchHealthIT.com. With us today are Dr. Dominic Mack, Deputy Director of the National Center for Primary Care and Associate Professor, Clinical Family Medicine at Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta. And we have Dr. Carla Denise Edwards, Chief of Staff, State Health IT Coordinator for the Georgia Department of Community Health. Under programs funded by the HITECH Act, both Morehouse and the Georgia Health Department were named leaders of the state's initiative to launch information exchange and help providers adopt health IT. Morehouse received $19.5 million to become a regional extension center, and the state is using a separate $13 million grant to develop a health information exchange. Dr. Mack, Dr. Edwards, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how will Morehouse as an REC interact with providers and with the state health information exchange?
This is truly a collaborative effort. We actually received the grant with the support of the Department of Community Health. We plan to go forward with a number of cooperative efforts, marketing, communication, advisory committees to the Extension Center, strategic planning committees. Department of Community Health will be involved in that, and also our vendor selection and group purchasing plan to the providers. We look at ourselves as the foot soldiers to get out into the rural areas of Georgia, also the metropolitan areas, but we want to focus on those small practices to implement an electronic health record. And with that implementation, we want to make sure that we have the interoperability and the criteria and certification of those electronic health records so they can, what we say, connect up to the statewide HIE. So we're the foot soldiers to implement the electronic health records and make sure that we can plug into the state system.
So Dr. Edwards, to follow up with that, what are the biggest challenges you both face in establishing that interoperability among the providers and the state? What will you be doing on your end to help further that?
The biggest challenge to establishing interoperability is getting the providers to actually adopt and use electronic medical records in their practice. And the work that the National Center for Primary Care at Morehouse will do through the Regional Extension Center is really increase the number of physicians and practices in the state of Georgia that have an electronic medical record system that's even available to participate in the health information exchange. So I think the biggest challenge is going to be getting the big numbers, the concerted effort to get folks online so that then they have data that can be exchanged in the HIE. Typically, the challenges associated with getting doctors to use an electronic health record have to do with cash, having enough money to make the investment in a system. It also has to do with changing their practice and how they are accustomed to doing business. Through the Department of Community Health, our state Medicaid agency, we'll have opportunities for Medicaid providers to actually be reimbursed for their investment, and we'll work closely with the National Center for Primary Care, the Regional Extension Center, to make sure those providers know what their financial options are. In terms of actually helping them redesign their practice and how they're accustomed to doing business, we'll also work with Morehouse on education and outreach activities that align with what the meaningful use standards are and what our goals are for the health information exchange.
So, Dr. Mack, going off of what Dr. Edwards was just saying, how do you hope to reach providers? What has been your experience already with getting providers to sort of redesign their practice, as Dr. Edwards was just saying? Where do you see that cultural shift coming from, and how will you help them do that?
Good question. I'm a family physician myself, so I've actually been on the side of the implementation and also just as a clinician who uses electronic health record, especially when you go to the small practices within the rural areas. Some physicians have some experience with the technology, but a large number of the physicians do not. And I think what Dr. Edwards said about getting the physician buy-in is very important. So we think we're going to have to do a lot of outreach and education within the community and some training about electronic health record to get better familiarity. I would say we have about three categories of physicians. We have the physicians who are still on paper records and have no HIT, physicians who may have a practice management system, and then you have those who I would consider early adopters. And all three categories we have to take to meaning for use, and they're different levels of education. So we plan to develop programs that would attack them at those levels of education to bring them on to meaning for use.
Great. The grants that you received through the HITECH Act, how will that funding be used to reach these goals?
Most of the funding is on the ground with the implementation. There'll be a certain amount for the technical piece, actually putting in the electronic health record within the practices and, of course, following them to meaningful use. But we also will use a significant amount of funding for those outreach and education teams that we actually get in the fields, work with the physicians to get a better understanding, but lead them to the point where they're ready for the electronic health record selection. Of course, we have to build up an administrative team here at the National Center for Primary Care to oversee the program. So a small bit of the funding is toward that. But the majority of the funding on the Extension Center side actually goes to the provider's offices for the implementation.
Great. Dr. Edwards, anything to add there?
Well, for the State Health Information Exchange, those funds will be used to actually develop the infrastructure for exchange and then to develop a plan which we would hope to execute that would sustain the exchange post the funding. Our dollars require state matching participation, and so we really will have to garner the support of state-level and statewide stakeholders to support the health information exchange infrastructure beyond 2014. And so we will work on building a business plan, a governance structure, the actual technical infrastructure for exchange, as well as we've put money aside to have some of the participants actually connect to the exchange. So some of the existing health information exchanges can actually connect to the exchange with some resources that we put aside to try and increase participation as early on in the project as possible.
And this is actually the second federal grant the state's received to work towards health information exchange. Is that right?
Correct. The first award we received was actually from CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, to develop a plan for Medicaid health information technology, as well as the process by which we would receive federal funds through ARRA to reimburse Medicaid providers for the adoption of EHRs in their practice. And so we've gotten the money to plan that through, to create the infrastructure within the state Medicaid agency to pass those dollars directly on to providers. And once that plan is approved, we'll be eligible for more funding that would go from the federal government directly to the providers, where the state is responsible for the accountability of those funds and ensuring that the dollars are used for doctors to achieve meaningful use. So we've gotten that first pot of money. And then, as you mentioned, the second pot of money, which is to actually create the health information exchange.
This is something that the state has been focused on for quite some time. In your opinions, both of you, from what you've seen in establishing these plans and in starting to work on the infrastructure and reaching out to doctors and trying to help them get used to new technologies and sort of shift their practices, do you think that this is something that everybody will be ready to start with in 2011, or will there need to be more steps put in place to help everybody reach their goals?
I believe education is going to be the key. I think we have some major hurdles. I just finished talking to the Georgia Academy of Family Physicians, and there are a lot of questions about the program. And I think they have to be educated about the incentives that would come down from Medicaid and Medicare, as well as education about the technology and why should they put this in their practice. I think when I talk to the physicians, the major interest from a clinical point of view is not the technology, it's not the quality reporting that will result from this, it's not the health information exchange. For that small doc in rural Georgia, it's about the information that will be at my fingertips. You know, when my patient goes to the emergency room, when they go to the pharmacy, when they go to the referral specialist. So that's going to be the big sell that we're going to have to do with the physicians, especially in those small practices. It won't be the fact that, you know, you get a brand new electronic health record system. So that's going to take a bit of education, I think. It's a big obstacle, but I think we can do it if we work with the partners across the state and utilize the existing networks and the relationships with these physicians. I think that gives us a head start.
And just to add to that, I think one of the greatest opportunities is for Morehouse and for the Department of Community Health to work together to make sure that we deliver frequent inconsistent messages to the providers about what's available to them, as well as what is to be expected as the federal government creates more rules, more regulations, and creates more opportunities for us to advance the use of electronic health information. And so we intend to work very closely here in Georgia with all of the partners in the public and private sector to get us to where each of the interested parties would like to be by 2011.
Great. Well, it's certainly something that everybody's going to be watching closely as deadlines loom. Dr. Mack, Dr. Edwards, thank you. This is Jean DeGarian with SearchHealthIT.com.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.